This is David Duke. And this is David Duke, and this is the David Duke Internet Web Radio Broadcast, broadcasting to the entire world with news and information of vital importance to Europeans and people of European descent, no matter where they may live upon the earth. Ladies and gentlemen, yesterday I was discussing the old canard that the Palestinians, or the Arab people, planned to push the Jews of Israel into the sea. Of course, the reality is, as my broadcast showed, as many articles have shown recently, that this canard is completely untrue. It was begun by none other than Mr. David Ben Gurion, the first Prime Minister of Israel and a man who himself has advocated ethnic cleansing of the Palestinians. And what I didn't discuss yesterday is the fact, and you know, I was aware of this, and yet time goes on, I learn more and more each day. I became very clearly and forcefully aware of the fact from my Palestinian listeners and readers that, in fact, the Jewish state, the Zionists, did indeed force Palestinians to the sea. Now, this happened in many cities, including Jaffa, including Haifa, and many others. In fact, there's a picture on my website showing one of the many ships taking the Palestinians away from their homes, their businesses, their land. This was pure ethnic cleansing. But once again, you see, we're absolutely realizing the complete duplicity, the lies that go on. Norman Finkelstein, I have another article on my site called Kill Arabs, Cry Anti-Semitism. He says it perfectly well. You know, while they kill Arab people and Lebanese people, they are crying anti-Semitism for people that object to it. While they condemn the terrorism of Hamas or any other group, the Hezbollah, they call them terrorists, they themselves have created their state by terrorism and are still committing terrorism around the world. In fact, in many countries, they've gone and sent their hit squads and hit teams into particular countries. They've even committed terrorism, as I've brought out so many times, against the United States of America. That's right, the United States and the Levant affair. And I must keep repeating this, because how few Americans even realize that the only Mideast state that's committed terrorism against American installations has been, in fact, Israel. Not only the attack in the Levant affair in the 1950s, but also the attack on the USS Liberty, which our Secretary of State, Dean Rusk, described as a purposeful attack, and he kept that opinion his entire life. Now, this was the Secretary of State of the United States of America at the time of the attack on the Liberty. I also have a picture in my site of the city of Haifa when it was a beautiful Palestinian city. And, of course, we've been seeing all the media about, you know, the rockets and so forth that were falling on Haifa. These were rockets, by the way, fired after the massive Israeli air bombing of Lebanon. Again, the double standards are incredible. And they don't tell you the fact that Haifa is a Jewish city today because of the fact that so many of the Palestinians were ethnically cleansed, driven from their property. And, of course, they're doing the same thing on the West Bank. And this is a good example of the deceptions that are going on. And another individual sent me an excellent email about an Chabad organization. They have a website, and this is quite interesting. There was an article, a letter actually, sent by a Jewish person using the pseudonym Peter Parker to this Jewish organization, and he says, quote, "I recently saw the Spider-Man movie. It touched something within me. I know it's weird, but is it possible that I have superpowers? What does Judaism have to say about superheroes?" Now, I want you to listen to the response of the Chabad Lubavitch rabbi. And from this simple response, it says it pretty clearly what I've been saying for a long time. Quote, Dear Peter, it's no accident that the most famous superheroes were created by Jews. Bob Kane created Batman, Stan Lee and Jack Kirby, Spider-Man, the Hulk, and the host of other Marvel characters, and Superman was created by Joe Shuster and Jerry Siegel. The conflict between the characters' powers and secret identity has very Jewish overtones. Having to pass as everyone else in public, keeping one's true hidden self, our true self hidden, is something that many Jews are familiar with. And I'm going to comment before I continue this letter. That's exactly right. They have to keep hidden their supremacist ideas, their idea that they are part of the DNA of God and the rest of us are meant to serve them. And that's precisely what you find on the Chabad Lubavitch website and in their writings. I mean, radical, vicious writings equating Gentiles to animals. Well, of course, you've got to keep your true self hidden. Now, he goes on, the connection, however, goes even deeper. Jewish mysticism discusses the duality of Jewish identity. We're actually a compound of the spiritual and physical. Our bodies are like everyone else's, but inside the soul is different. The spirit's different. At Mount Sinai, God made a covenant with the Jewish people. The Jewish people have the ability to connect to an infinite God. In order to accomplish this task, our souls themselves took an infinite quality. Tanya, the foundational text of Chabad, written by the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, describes the Jewish soul as being, quote, part and parcel of God literally. So since God is infinite and our souls are connected to God, we have at our disposal infinite resources, infinite power. Oh, and Peter, infinite power beats web-slinging any day. Just remember, with great power comes great responsibility. It's not being easy being a superhero, and it's not easy to be a Jew. That was from Rabbi Eliezer Snyderman. By the way, the Tanya is something that the right wing, that the so-called anti-Zionist movement in Russia exposed when the Jewish Congress in Russia planned and proposed a banning and making it illegal for Gentiles, for Christians, to talk about Jewish extremism. Immediately, 500 major Russian academics, clerics, sports stars, writers, amazing, came out and pointed out that if so-called ethnocentric writings of Russians is to be banned or made illegal, then why not the Tanya, a book that says that all humanity is nothing but supernal refuse meant to serve the superior Jews. As I quoted from one of the rabbis of Lubavitch, in the Jewish Week, which is the largest Jewish newspaper in the United States of America, in his Halakha comments, he says, quote, that if a Jew needs a liver, is it moral for a Jew to stop a Gentile or take a Gentile's liver, an innocent Gentile on the street, to take his liver for the Jew who needs a liver? And he answers, yes, that it is morally correct to do so. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that is extreme supremacism. I don't think any Nazi writer in the 1930s would have written, is it moral for a Nazi to take a Jew's liver? I don't think any Klansman, no matter how they're portrayed by the media in the United States of America, would say, is it moral for a white person to take a Jew's liver or even a black person's liver? But this is what they say in the largest Jewish newspaper in the United States. Now, let me tell you something. This is not all Jews, obviously. But this element of Jewish extremism, supremacism exists. That's what my book's all about, Jewish supremacism. It really exists. And it's not in some backwater. It is a organization with hundreds of millions of dollars of resources, hundreds of thousands of Jewish activists all over the world, and they even have confabs in the White House of the United States of America. And they've had Chabad Lubavitch rabbis even open the cabinet sessions of the United States government with their prayers. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the Israeli newspaper Mariv is right. I mean, we no longer in America have, quote, a government of Gentiles. That is no longer an accurate term for the United States. They literally dominate and control so much of our foreign policy. That's why we're in Iraq. That's why we supported Israeli murder and terrorism against Lebanon over the last few over the last few weeks. And ladies and gentlemen, we have got to, as free people and as honorable people, expose the dangers of Jewish supremacism, the world's most virulent and powerful racial supremacism. It's one that has suppressed and killed thousands of people. It has tortured hundreds of thousands in Palestine and throughout the Middle East. It has caused more wars and more problems for both the United States and so many other countries than any other nation upon the earth. Israel is the true terrorist power on the planet, and we've got to discuss this. And it's not anti-Semitism to point out the terrorist nature of Israel, as Norman Finkelstein says so quite well. And here he is. Now, this gentleman, by the way, is the son of, quote, Holocaust survivors, people that survived the Second World War and the concentration camps of National Socialist Germany. And he himself points out so well that, again, as they kill Arabs, they cry anti-Semitism. It reminds me of the old Polish proverb, which I put in my book, Jewish Supremacism, where and it's a very interesting quote, it goes, "A Jew always cries in pain as he strikes you." And that's the way it is today, ladies and gentlemen. I look forward to being with you again tomorrow. Remember, your support and your activity makes this website possible and makes my work possible. I've been speaking and lecturing at a number of universities across Eastern Europe. I've spent the last 7-8 days on the road with a lecture on 4 of those days, and it's an amazing phenomena being in this part of the world. And it's I was in Latvia and Lithuania and Poland and Russia and actually Kaliningrad, which used to be Königsberg. And it was an amazing experience, but there's certainly more and more people awakening to the threat of Jewish supremacism. And they realize that by opposing Jewish supremacism, they're not being anti-Semitic. They're simply opposing a serious threat to world peace and to really the most important aspects of our own survival, our own freedom, and our own values as a Western Christian society. Thanks so much. I look forward to being with you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
This has been a David Duke Worldwide Web Radio broadcast. For more information and to support our vital work, please visit www.daviddu.com.